Today we're going to talk about the power of a short walk. Did you know that just going for a walk can be highly impactful for our health, really providing numerous benefits, including our digestive health? If we're not getting enough movement in our day, sometimes that's a cause for our digestive issues. Our body needs to move, and it doesn't always have to be something super strenuous. So we're going to talk a little bit about the power of short walks. Before we dive in, I just wanted to get a little bit of feedback from you, though. I'm debating whether to go down to just one episode a week, but I would love to hear from you. What do you think? Should we keep having two episodes a week, or would one episode a week be great? Maybe you're super busy and it's hard for you to keep up on two a week. Maybe one would be perfect for you. I'd love to hear from you because I'm thinking about this just due to a lot of different circumstances. That maybe one a week would be great for you. So, would you do me a huge favor? Send me an email, info@madetobethriving.com. Let me know what would you prefer, one episode a week, two a week, or it doesn't really matter. You listen whenever you can. You can also pop over to our Facebook community and let us know there as well. Be sure to check out the links in the description as I've got some amazing opportunities for you. Hi, friend, welcome to Made to Be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the king, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal, and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper, and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too, and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. Okay, friends. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I am debating if I should go down to just one episode a week for a while, but I would love to get your feedback as well. Do you really look forward to two episodes a week, or would you actually prefer just one episode a week? I'd love to hear from you. So make sure you come over to our Facebook community and let us know. You can also send us an email. I'd love to hear your preferences on that as I am just kind of thinking about, praying about, should I continue to do the two episodes a week or drop down to just one episode a week? And this is actually due to a variety of factors. We all know we get busy, and that's kind of the case for me right now. I'm just really busy. But I also want to show up for you consistently, and so often there are weeks where it's hard for me to show up here. But I'm trying my best to make sure I'm still here those 2 days a week. So this is why I'm kind of thinking about dropping down to one for a while until things kind of level out a little bit. So what do you think? One, two? What's your preference? Let's dive into today's topic. We're going to talk about short walks and the power that short walks can have on our health, how impactful and beneficial they can be. So, do you go on walks? Is that something you even think about? Do you not like to go for walks? Are you someone who prefers more high intensity workouts? Are you someone who knows you just need to get more movement in your day? I hear you. Full transparency, physical activity is my weak area. I know how important it is, but it's still a weak area for me. I'm all about cleaning things out, getting clean products, clean food, all of that. But when it comes to physical activity, this is an area I really struggle with. And being consistent is the main thing. Like, I struggle with the consistency. Can any of you relate? Let me know that in the group as well. Come share with us. What is your weak area when it comes to your health? Is it the food? Is it physical activity? Is it cleaning out all the toxins? Like, where are you feeling the weak area is? And then also, I'd love to know, where's your strong area? So often I'll hear and see that there's people who are really strong in the physical activity area, but then are weaker in other areas. And then vice versa. It's those who are really good with the nutrition and diet and non-toxic living, but then aren't really implementing the physical part as consistently as is needed for our health. And physical activity is huge. We need to get movement. Our body needs us to move it. In fact, our lymphatic system cannot actually move on its own. We need to help it along. When we get in that movement through walks and some sort of physical activity, running, riding your bike, getting on a trampoline, some sort of movement is actually needed for that lymphatic drainage to happen. And lymphatic drainage is really crucial part of the drainage pathways. It tends to be very sluggish. And so our regular movement can be very helpful in getting that lymphatic drainage to just keep moving along and push things out that need to go and push things through the body. So we really want to support our drainage pathways. And that is just one area that we can do through just physical movement. We can actually support drainage pathways through physical activity. And it doesn't always have to be something that's high intensity. You can do things that are very gentle and low impact. In fact, most clients I see are usually needing to drop down to very low impact physical activity. Their body cannot handle the high intensity because they're struggling with a lot of adrenal fatigue. And if our adrenals are highly stressed out, our body is highly stressed out, high intensity workouts are not beneficial at all. In fact, it creates more stress on the body. So that's something to be mindful of as well. And really pay attention to the cues that your body is sending you. It's very likely your body's trying to tell you to, hey, can we slow down? We need to slow down, not do as much, as quickly, as hard, as intense. I need to back up a little bit. So pay attention to cues. Things such as when you're working out, do you feel really exhausted and drained after you work out? Or do you feel good, energized? How do you feel? Really pay attention to that because your body does send you signals. If you love the idea of working out and you're one of those people who loves more high intensity workouts, but you're left feeling incredibly drained and exhausted afterwards, your body's trying to tell you something. You need to slow down. We need to cut back. If you feel really good after your workout, then you're probably doing okay. But really pay attention to those signs. In fact, a lot of times when clients do the hair tissue mineral analysis test that I have, we can identify chronic stress in the body through that test. That hair tissue actually shows that in the body. And almost every single client I've had who's done that test, it has showed chronic stress, even if they weren't aware of it. Once we started talking about things, then they started realizing, oh, you know what? I guess I am more stressed than I realized. We're so guilty of just living in this chronic stressful state, thinking it's normal, that we need to be constantly busy all the time, that the stress in our life cannot be avoided. And while sometimes that is true for a season, there's often times where there are ways that we can actually better manage our stress, or we can cut things out to help support our body and our health. So that's always something to evaluate. Are there ways to minimize your stress and minimize the impact of stress on your body? Is it cutting things out? Is it just learning how to better manage things? Are you saying yes way too often and you need to start saying no a little bit more often? We've talked about this in the past, and so you can go back to previous episodes where I've mentioned this often. We really need to pay attention to stress on the body because so often stress is a root cause issue for our gut health problems. We're getting headaches, digestive issues, all kinds of things going on in our body. Sometimes, and actually very often, stress is a huge contributing factor. So we really need to pay attention to this area of our health that is so often just kind of pushed aside and thought of as, oh, life is just stressful. It's normal. It's not normal for us to be living in a chronic stressful state, and it's very much negatively impacting our health. So we need to find ways, how can we better manage? How can we reduce? And we need to take those steps to do so. So moving back over to how can walking be actually beneficial, even if it's just a short walk? Short walks can be very beneficial, very powerful for our bodies. As we keep up with our schedules, our well-being often gets neglected. We're super busy all the time. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm just busy all the time. I've got so many things on my plate. I'm trying to keep up with, trying to manage my time better. And you are probably in the same boat, whether you work full time or you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever life is looking like for you, very likely you're very busy, right? That is super common that we just say we're busy. We're busy, 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 and we don't know how to reduce that. So we need to find ways, how can we better support our body during those busy seasons when things are even busier than normal? Short walks in nature are often a really straightforward yet effective way to counter all the effects, all the negative effects that are happening to our body. Simple and regular walks outdoors can be a key to feeling more relaxed, focused, even balanced. They can provide us a break from our fast-paced lives, allowing us to just kind of slow down, breathe, reconnect with nature, with God's creation. Just that calmness that can often happen when we're just going on a calm, short walk, right? I'm not talking about speed walking. I'm just talking about going for a walk. We'll look at how making these walks a part of our daily routine can actually improve our mental and physical health. Plus, I'm also going to share some tips on how to make the most of these quiet moments, helping you to boost your overall well-being. So let's dive into number one, understanding the science behind walks, going on nature walks. Research has actually shown that spending time in nature can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. Walking, even for short periods, increases the production of endorphins, the body's natural mood elevators. The sensory experience of being outdoors, from the sound of birds to the smell of the trees, also play a crucial role in calming the mind. I don't know about you, but I often feel so much more connected to God when I am out in nature. Like when we go camping or we go to the mountains for the day or even go to the beach, just the sounds of nature are so calming for me, and I feel just much closer to the Lord, if that makes sense. Especially when I go to the mountains, I just feel just a peace and a calmness, and I love going because of this fact. I just feel connected to the Lord. I just feel just a sense of calmness and peace that is often not found when we're living our busy day-to-day lives with work and the sounds of towns or cities or wherever you're at, all those things and the distractions, right? We have so many different distractions in our everyday lives, especially with technology and everything. So sometimes just disconnecting for a little while, going for a short walk can be really helpful. So number two, how to integrate short walks into your busy schedule. This is often a question, right? I'm too busy. How am I going to fit in a walk? Totally guilty right here. There are times where I realize, oh my goodness, I didn't really walk hardly at all today. I wasn't on my feet very much. So I'm even speaking to myself about how can I implement even just short walks during my day. We can begin with just a 10-minute walk around your neighborhood or a local park. We want to aim for consistency rather than duration. Don't focus on how long your walk is. Let's focus on consistency. In fact, that's a goal that we have for our family, is to try to go on more consistent walks. And we don't set a time. It just depends on the day how far and how long we're going to go. But just more consistency, sorry, is something that we are even working on for us as well. And I love it because even if I don't initially feel like going for a walk, once I do, I notice a difference in how I feel. Like I don't usually regret going for the walk. I always think, oh wow, yeah, I'm so glad we went for a walk. That felt good. Schedule your walks like an appointment. That might be helpful for you. Maybe you need to just set an alarm or set it as an appointment. This can help build that routine. If you're going out for lunch or coffee, choose a place that maybe would allow you to walk there, or maybe walk a little bit farther, maybe park a little bit farther out in the parking lot. Those are some really easy ways to try and incorporate more walking in your day. If you're going to run those errands, maybe just parking a little bit farther away so that you get some walking in. Mindfulness during walks. I love to go on like a prayer walk. where we just walk and talk to the Lord, focusing on your surroundings, you know, his creation, the sounds, everything around you, just kind of listening and focusing on the Lord, just talking to him and just having that conversation. For a while, I was doing this in the mornings. I would take one of our dogs out, and I just really felt like it was a really good prayer walk time for me. I have gotten out of that routine, but it is something I'm thinking about trying to implement again because I really found such great benefits in starting my day out with going for just a prayer walk, basically. So just being mindful and just listening to the sounds, listening to the Holy Spirit, just feel his presence, draw near to him, have that time of just walking with the Lord and talking with him, just praying. Use your walk to think about the things that you're grateful for. It can shift your focus from the stress in your life to the positive. Number four, overcoming barriers to walking. You might want to invest in appropriate gear for different weather conditions. This strategy removes the barrier of bad weather. Choose maybe some well-lit, populated paths around if you're having to go at night. And also, you know, keep safety as safety should be a concern. We want to make sure when we go for a walk, it's in a place where we feel comfortable, we feel safe, and we're taking those precautions. So if you're having to go at night or when it's starting to get dark, make sure you choose a well-lit area where things are safe and you can see well and all of that. During the early morning, sometimes it's still a little bit dark, right? The time has changed, especially right now, and it's still dark, actually pretty late. It's not even getting light till after 7 a.m. So if you're going for like an early morning walk, it may be still a little bit dark. So try to make sure that you're going for those morning walks in a well-lit area. If you have any physical constraints, tailor the length and the pace of your walk to your abilities. The goal is to relax, not exert. Okay, that's key here. We want to relax, not exert when we're talking about these short walks. Number five, enhancing your walks. Change your walking paths to keep the experience fresh and stimulating. Walking with a friend or your family, your spouse can be a social activity and a motivator. So consider maybe a family walk every day, whether it's in the evening or the morning. That can be really helpful to just kind of mix things up. So maybe sometimes you go for walks by yourself. Sometimes you're walking with your spouse or family or a friend. Mixing it up, going different routes, not always going the exact same route, will help keep things fresh. So it's not becoming monotonous and just like the same over and over and over. Because if you notice, when you're doing the exact same routine over and over and over, it can start kind of feeling a little bit boring and you're not as excited about things. So those are just some tips to help kind of enhance that activity. Number six, the long-term benefits. Consistent short walks in nature, in God's creation, can lead to long-term improvements in mental health. Over time, you may notice reduced stress, improved mood, increased happiness, even better digestion. These brief escapes to the outdoors can be powerful tools to reduce stress, clear your mind, and enhance your overall mental health. By engaging in these peaceful walks, you can observe firsthand the positive changes that they bring, from improved mood to increased clarity and focus. It's even just a great quiet time with the Lord if you're going by yourself. The beauty of this approach lies in the simplicity and accessibility. You don't need to invest in any expensive equipment or dedicate hours of your day. Even just a quick walk through a nearby park or around the block or a grassy area. You know, sometimes there will be a grassy area with a sidewalk that kind of goes around it. Maybe you need to take a couple laps around that. Just find a place where you can walk, even if it's just a short time, 5-10 minutes. This method challenges the common misconceptions that improving health requires drastic changes to your lifestyle. Instead, it highlights how small, manageable adjustments like regularly taking short walks in nature can significantly contribute to your well-being. Okay, so this is something I talk about a lot too. It's just making those simple, healthy habit changes one at a time can add up very quickly. We don't always need to add in these major drastic changes and protocols into our life. Those are often really unattainable. We tend to drop off very quickly when we're trying to implement something super challenging or just too much all at once. That's usually when people fail at their goals because they're trying to do too much too fast. They're setting goals that are just way too extreme for them. Instead, we need to get back to focusing on setting realistic, attainable goals for ourselves, always remembering that we are different. We are not exactly the same as our friends and our family and our coworkers. We might need to set different goals than they are. Don't expect yourself to be able to reach the same level that they're at right away, especially if you're looking at those who are doing these high intensity workouts or lifestyle changes and diets and protocols and all these things may not be appropriate for you. We need to take things one step at a time and do what is appropriate for you right now. And maybe right now it's just the simple daily habits. And this is something I encourage over in our Facebook community as well and ask often, what is a health goal you have for this week? Just picking one thing. It could be just drinking more water. Right now we're talking about walks. Maybe your goal this week is to go on consistent daily short walks, even if it's just around the block or around the yard. You know, just working on that consistency can be huge for you. Okay, so come over to the Facebook community. Let us know how things are going. What is your goal this week? Are you going to focus on these short daily walks? Are you already doing daily walks? Let us know. What are you doing to really help get your body moving, even if it's something as simple as going for daily walks or going for a very relaxing bike ride or a jog or stretching? What are you doing to help get some consistency and get some daily movement? And let's encourage each other, hold each other accountable. This is something I want to work on myself. So let's help each other out over in the community and start getting some consistency in. And the better we get with that, the more we can start adding more things in. We can start adding in some a little bit more intensity on things and all of that. So come share with us in the Facebook community. Let us know what your goal is. What do you plan to do? Are you going to start implementing these short walks? Maybe you're going to just start extending your walks. You're already doing short walks. Let us know where you're at, what you're planning to do. And just in case you haven't already done it, we have a survey. Would love your help and your input. How would you like if there was a program available that met your time and money needs? So often, time and money are the biggest obstacles for people in making real progress in their health. So I am brainstorming a program that I would love to offer that would be kind of like a membership type of thing, but you're going to get group coaching, really going to provide that support that you need without having to schedule an appointment, without needing to just have those barriers that are so often what create those obstacles in meeting your goals. But I need to hear from you, and I would love to hear from you because I want to see if this could potentially be exactly what you are needing. Because I know so many of you are just so busy, but yet you also have that strong desire to feel better. You just feel like you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, and you feel too busy to try to figure it out. I want to help you there. I want to take that away from you, and I want it to be budget friendly for you as well, because I know so many of you are on extremely tight budget. So we want to see if we can meet you where you are with your time and your budget. So click the link down in the description. It won't take you more than a few minutes. As a thank you, if you're interested, you can get a free 15-minute consultation for completing the survey. You'll just need to make sure you put your personal information there so that we can reach out to you and get you scheduled for that free 15, 20-minute consultation. Okay. And if you're not interested in that, but you're willing to help us out and provide some feedback, we would love and really, really appreciate if you would go take just a few minutes to complete that survey. It would really bless us big. Hope you all have a great day. And please come over and connect with us in the Facebook community. We'd love to hear from you over there. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.